This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Millions of Americans are hero worshipers. We exalt our favorite sports figure or a television actor or actress or a politician. In the minds of many of us, especially our young people, our hero or heroine can do no wrong. We sometimes even honor them when they commit the most vicious crimes or engage in the most stupid behavior. It is inexcusable to make heroes of men who engage in sex outside the marriage relationship, like some of the great basketball or football players, or who get drunk and are arrested for drunk driving, like some of the country music superstars. How can those who claim to be committed to Christ glory in men? Paul urged the Corinthian Christians, "Let no man glory in men, for all things are yours." 1 Corinthians 3:20. The church of our Lord at Corinth was sinfully divided over preachers. Some of the people were saying, "I belong to Paul, and I belong to Apollos, and I belong to Cephas, and I belong to Christ." 1 Corinthians 1:12. Does that make sense to you? Paul asked the Corinthians three questions. Is Christ divided? They knew Christ was not divided and did not want his body to be divided. Was Paul crucified for you? No, Christ was crucified for them. They belonged to the one who was crucified for them. So how could they exalt any man above the one who died for them? Were you baptized in the name of Paul? They were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Was Paul arguing that the Corinthians and all who claimed to be Christians should wear only the name of the one in whose name we were baptized? Paul gave one reason the Corinthians should not have elevated one preacher above another and gloried in that man. All things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come. All are yours. 1 Corinthians 3:21 and 22. Faithful gospel preachers like Paul, Apollos, and Cephas, or Peter, were simply servants whose responsibility it was to bring men and women to Christ and to build them up in the most holy faith. Paul asked the Corinthians, "Who then is Paul and who is Apollos? But ministers or servants by whom you believe, even as the Lord gave to every man." 1 Corinthians 3:5. All of us, preachers, elders, deacons, and all other Christians, are simply servants. Why should we exalt one servant above another? Please understand that I'm not trying to minimize the importance of preachers or elders or other leaders. There is no question that all faithful servants deserve honor for the work they do in the Lord's vineyard. The author of Hebrews urged members of the body of Christ, "Remember them who have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation or manner of life." Hebrews 13:7. We are to render honor to whom honor is due, but we must not be guilty of thinking of men above that which is written. 1 Corinthians 4:6. Tragically, there are religious leaders who demand honor above what they have a right to expect. Many of them speak as if from Mount Sinai and do not want anyone to question their declarations. That is sheer arrogance. Did you know there are religious leaders who demand to be called father, even when they're not fathers, or reverend, when the title belongs to God alone, or pastor, when they are not elders of the church? We have no right or reason to glory in any man because all things are ours. Whether the preacher or the elders, or the world or life or death, or things present or things to come. They are all ours because we belong to the one who created the universe and keeps it operating. He made possible all things we need to have life and to have it more abundantly. As it is written, "He who glories, let him glory in the Lord." 1 Corinthians 1:31. Thank you for listening. And may God richly bless you.